Okay, should we continue on?
Okay, sounds good.
First item, want to stick to that order?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, substitute bus driver pay.
Yeah, I put in your update, wanted to chat with you about substitute bus drivers. We are at a premium of folks to help us. Actually, today I passed our head mechanic driving the bus because we don't have enough subs. And Sherry driving as well. So right now we pay $13 an hour to get those folks on board. And I like to, like I mentioned in the update, raise that up to 14. I don't know if a dollar more is going to help, but at least it's a good faith effort. Right now, Alliance pays 14, Louisville's 14.50, and our other friends down the street at West Branch are 13.50. So at least we're up with our neighbor, immediate neighbor, and maybe have a chance to, what's the word I'm looking for, lure a couple folks over to help us. So I don't know what your thoughts are.
When we train a driver, approximately how long is that taking? Because we're not bringing anybody in with a CDL. We're training all new hires, right?
If they don't have it, it's a new hire. It's a pretty long process, yeah. Yeah, it's not you start.
So are we paying them during their training?
To drive bus?
To train.
No.
So that's all free time, or they're...
It's on their dime.
It's on their dime.
Yeah.
Are we getting them into a contract where they owe us X amount of service for getting them there?
No.
So we're basically bringing them in, allowing them to use our buses to learn how to drive a bus, and at the end, once they have their CDO or whatever it is, they're...
It's a possibility.
Free to go as they please.
Yeah, it's a possibility. Yeah.
It might be something to look at, what Tom's referring to, in the private sector, a lot of trucking companies do that. Mm-hmm. They train you for, or they might even pay you to train. Exactly. And
well,
then you sign a contract
that's probably
for
the key.
2 years, a year, whatever
pay
it is.
For it. If you're willing to talk about paying for that training, that might be a game changer.
I'm willing to do it if they're willing to sign a commitment contract.
Okay, you want me to look into that?
Yeah.
About paying for the training and then having like a 2 year agreement?
Yeah.
2 year agreement and
okay,
yeah, I think you'd get a pool of candidates,
okay,
a bigger pool. I know folks that
let me see if we can do that
in my line of work. They come in and say, "Well, $14 an hour is a lot of responsibility,
it
and
is.
I gotta do the training at $0."
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I know everybody's in the same boat. It's just not us. I wonder if any other districts are doing this sort of thing.
Well, I called all of them, and they have no subs either. I mean, we're all in the same boat.
No, I'm talking about the training.
Yeah, I don't know that. Yeah, but I just know we're looking for people.
What's the cost for the training? Or you don't know?
I don't know that number.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's probably at least a good 4 to 6 weeks of training because it's not every day. It's when... Stacy Benner.
And then we have an onboard trainer.
And
yeah,
Stacy Benner, when she has time to fit it in between her route.
That is true.
It's not every day, so it's
so
yeah,
we're
drawn out.
The trainer's cost, and then the bus equipment cost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'll look into how much the training is and see if you guys are willing to take that on and see if legally if we're allowed to make people commit for 2 years because I don't know if we're allowed to do that. But I'll look into it.
If not two, okay. How about three?
Yeah, two's not legal, so three's okay. All right. Okay, I'll get back to you. But if nothing happens on that realm, would you be okay if we put something on the board meeting next week, at least get to 14?
Yeah.
I think Sherry wants us to try to get that word out.
Sure.
So at least we can try to do some recruiting. Okay, awesome. I appreciate it.
You mean
that.
For next month?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, next May or next month, May meeting right. For next year to start at 14.
Okay.
All right. The next item was our building and grounds discussion. We had a meeting a couple weeks ago. I put the minutes in your last update, but there were a couple things on there that I know the committee wanted to bring to your attention tonight. So I don't know if you guys want to roll some things. I just wrote down some of the highlights myself, but however y'all want to go.
You want to touch over the highlights, and then we'll speak after the highlights?
Sure. Here's what I wrote down. We had talked about elementary names moving forward. And kind of what that would be. One was this Lee Malone, Lexington, Washington. The other one was like a Marlington North, Marlington South. We had talked about colors, Marlington orange, Marlington black, and then some elementaries just use the street name. Atwater and Beechwood. So those are some things that are on the table. I don't know what the group's thoughts are on any of them or all of them. Or
I think we were open to doing nothing, open to letting the board have discussion on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we thought we felt mm-hmm. it should go. Is that where you're at?
Yes.
Yeah. We thought using north and south at least would help identify where it was in the district.
Mm-hmm. Location, yeah. I'm for that or for doing nothing.
I saw something about having the kids have a contest of sorts.
That's an option. Have the kids leave it the way it is to start the year. Open it up to students. Let them, each grade or each class, come up with a proposed name and make a contest out of it.
What if you don't like the names?
Well, then they obviously, we wouldn't let them win.
I'm sure the board has the final say on that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do.
Again, I'm open to either.
Yeah.
I just thought with the contest, it would at least get the kids involved in the decision.
If we decide to do nothing, well, obviously it looks like we're just going to roll into next year without changing the names, which is probably fine at this point. If things go as planned, say we're looking long term, consolidated elementary buildings, say in 2024. So we're looking at roughly 3 to 4 years of mm-hmm. Changing a name for that amount of time.
Right.
Is it? Maybe it's not necessary. Maybe.
We talked about expense. We didn't know where we would fall. We needed to figure out what stock we had of letterhead. We know that if we change names, we would have design fee at least. We didn't dig into depth prices on it. I mean, we thought, see where the board felt we should go at least before we had anybody doing any serious legwork, if you will. I'm okay with leaving it the way it is as well. I mean, I don't have an issue either way.
What do we want to say? Just at least going into next year, we'll just stay where it's at?
I'm fine with that.
And then if you guys want to, we can talk more over the summer, and if you want to have a contest or something, we could roll that out sometime next year if you want to go down that road. Or
yeah.
Okay. Good idea. All right. So we'll keep her as it is. And then I had middle school roof update. Just real quick, they're back up on the roof. All the flags are up there for their safety. They got a couple work days in this week, actually, putting on some of those final coats, which was good. Looks like today and tomorrow rain. But then, you know, hopefully getting back up there over the weekend, just going at it. So they've committed to staying on site till we get it done, which is what I need. So hopefully in another week or two, with some good weather, I'll have some good reports for you. The big conversation was upgrades on the high school is what I had next. And basically the committee had talked about a roof over top of our heads here, air conditioning and windows. Those were like the main three topics. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought we landed on air conditioning and windows maybe being the top two.
Correct. Not full building. We were talking learning areas. So obviously the auditorium and the gymnasium would be held off. We wouldn't air condition those part of the facility.
So if you go in Dropbox, if you go to the superintendent folder, there's a document called High School Upgrades there for you. I try to stay one step ahead of you as best I can, which is difficult, not going to lie to you, but reached out to some folks, and we've been getting some bids. You know, we've been talking about this for a while. So the document I have here is from the group that did our House Bill 264 project, and I've got a lot of faith in them. And when Ryan and I have talked, we kind of like this game plan. And I showed you the dollars on this already, but this is just a new document. If you look at the first one there, these are the rooms that we would air condition. There's 144 units, and we're looking at this ductless mini splits to pull this off, okay? But all the rooms that are in yellow are the ones that we've been looking at. Basically, it's everything except the rooms that already are conditioned, like this one, and we would not be doing the auditorium and or the gym at this point, okay? So 144 of those units, and then we've been talking about this forever, but we can't run it with the current electrical system that we have. So as you remember, I think it was $75,000 to just upgrade the power to even get those things to work.
Correct.
So that's that first document. The second one looks at the windows. And if you remember, with the Hospital 264, we did a bank of windows here. We did the main office, neck of the woods, and then kind of down the counselors. Mm-hmm. But obviously, there's still room left. So the part that's in red would be the windows we're looking at. So basically, the science wing, which is right out here, you know, that corridor, the cafeteria, which are huge windows, as you guys know. And then the bottom part there is like back around our engineering room and the band room. Okay, I believe there were 53 windows there and a couple doors in that project. So if you go through the next slide, you see that it's $1.3 million to pull this project off. And when I talk to the guys here, that's the worst scenario. Obviously, it depends on the subcontractors and how everything gets worked. The part that I like about this is we have say on who the subcontractors are. And I've made it clear if we have people locally that can do this body of work, we want. Mm-hmm. So we'll sit down and tell them who these people are so they can get them to bid and get those numbers in. But if we're going to move, I got to be honest with you, we got to move quick to pull this off this summer. So my recommendation would be, if we're happy with this game plan and working with this company next month, to have a resolution to get into that consortium, and this is more Mr. Jones's neck of the woods, but we have a document, basically a resolution to get into them. It's kind of like what we did with the roof. You know, Tremco's in that statewide kind of cog thing where, you know, you can explain it better than I do.
Yeah, we're allowed to enter into purchasing consortiums, right. And so they're in a consortium. We would have to join it as a member. Yeah. There is no cost.
There's no fee
to join, but we'd have to do it by resolution. Then once you're in the consortium, essentially that allows them to do all the bidding process for you. And by them, we mean PlugSmart. And as Joe mentioned, they, you know, would take our input, and if there are local people available, contractors that could do the work, you know, they could bid on that and we could have some guidance. But that would allow us to avoid us having to do the advertisement, the publishing, the scoring of all the bids,
yeah, bid work
in-house by going into the consortium. Yeah. It would give them legally the authority to do that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly like the roof project.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We're already in a consortium with PlugSmart, I would assume, right?
Well, we were not... They're not in like the Stark County COG one.
No, this is a different one. This is a different consortium that they're involved with.
Because we're in that one already.
Is this a regional consortium or is it statewide?
That I'm not sure. I haven't had time to look at that document. Yeah. I think it's larger than regional.
Yeah,
it's bigger. I think it's very big. Yeah.
Well, it seems like the middle school roof project didn't go that well. Should we anticipate the same type of problems because it's a consortium?
No, not at all.
Or is it just because who we chose?
Well, it's not because who we chose. It's because of what the company that did the subcontractor work. That was the issue. And the other problem was there was a lot on that roof that they didn't know how it was going to come off. When you're dealing with the stuff that they had to scrape off of that set them back big time.
Well, can we get somebody that maybe has experience and knows rather than get into another fiasco like we
Well, these guys are experienced and they know, but they made a decision. Either they were going to roll the dice and hope they could get it done before summer and not pay overtime or get hurt on the back end. And they rolled the dice and they got hurt on the back end. So it doesn't really have anything with the consortium. That has nothing to do with the body of work.
We ran into some weather issues.
Yeah, I don't think that plays a role.
Those are the problems.
Right?
And they, like you said, they didn't know what was underneath it once they started getting in.
Yeah, I think
job.
It was more or less that the subcontractor, the issues they encountered on the roof, and then
so
when they fell behind.
Do we have say in that then this time as to who the subcontractors are?
Yeah, we do. That's what I mentioned. We'd have input on who they would be. First of all, if there's some local people that we know that can handle the body of work, we would make sure that they came to the table.
And a question on the air conditioning. Are the mini split units cheaper to purchase than the full central air? Or what is the cost comparison of that?
When these guys did this work for us, they said this was the best financial way to pull air conditioning off in this building.
So this is cheaper than the full central air?
Yes.
And what about the operation of it? Is that cheaper to run these type of units? Is that cheaper than the full central air?
I don't know that.
If we look at the, I think we should look at the whole pictures.
Yeah.
Cost to install plus
operations. Do you remember that conversation?
I do not.
Yeah.
I do not know if
I can find that
touched
out.
Upon.
Yeah.
When we
I just know this is a ductless type of project here. So I know that's the big money.
Is it thermostat by zone or each room? Room's got their own thermostat, right?
They would be in rooms and no hallways. We're not going to air condition the hallways, just rooms.
Right.
Just learning areas.
Yeah.
Right.
I wonder if that's something we could look into, just look at the whole overall cost of it.
I'll ask that question.
Thank you.
But that's what you're looking at. So $1.3 million. So now the question is, where's that money come from? Can we pull that off? So that's where we hand the baton over to the treasurer. So what do you think?
So not a big change, but in the treasurer folder, there's a few documents. I updated this PI fund analysis document. I had it in there last month, and I've just updated it through April. So if you want to open up fiscal year 19 PI capital budget, that one.
Okay.
And that's in the treasurer folder. And so it looks similar to last month. We've just got more property tax receipts in. But the thing to concentrate on would be at 6/30/2019, the estimated balance after our encumbrances is about $485,000. And so obviously that isn't enough money to do a $1.3 million project. So we would have to transfer from the general fund. What I've said is, I've thrown around in my mind, you know, maybe between $900,000 to $1 million, just so there's a little bit of cushion in the PI fund still in case something else came up. If you want to, you know, what I thought is, how could we show you what this means? If you look at the file called PI Transfer Effect on Days of Expenditures, this would be, wait till you guys get it open. This would be the effect. We're looking on this document at 15.01 line, and this is based on the current October forecast. So I've started to work on forecasts for next month. So these numbers are going to change some, but based on the October forecast, if you go out to year five, your balance would be $263,000. If you include $1 million transfer, let's say, this before this fiscal year ends, okay? So what that would take us is, you know, if we're talking about numbers of days that we have expenditures on hand, that would take us from 18 in the current forecast to this 4 days at the end of year five, just to give you an idea. If you look at year three, I think it went from 83 days down to 68 days. So just to try to give you an effect of what $1 million transfer would do in terms of the overall fund balance going forward.
Is this a project that's going to take longer than a year?
No, but it's just the idea is that to show you what would happen as it filters through each year, because your ending cash balance gets carried forward to next year. So
what is the estimated timeline?
That's a good question.
Get it down to 3 months.
Yeah.
Oh, that quickly. Okay.
Yeah,
You're talking about electrical upgrades and...
The idea, right, is they could do it all this summer.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But I want to give you the effect of what it would be on the whole kind of forecast.
The only problem that I heard was windows. There's sometimes a long lead time to get them. So that could be the biggest hiccup is getting them on site to be able to install. But you can get a little bit of, use some creativity, which we did when we did these windows. Remember, we did it over winter break, believe it or not, last time to get them in. So I would say windows are probably not going to get done this summer because I'm not sure they're going to get here.
But we can bless them and...
You can bless them, order them, and then when they get here, we would just work with the contractor to work around days and weekends and long weekends with a day off, things like that. Yeah.
Ryan, do the figures that you have here include the $500,000 savings in salaries and personnel?
No, I'm not that. I'm working on a forecast. I just wanted to give you an idea of, based on what you had approved in October, what would $1 million transfer do? Just to start preparing for that discussion.
This won't kick in.
So that it doesn't have that in effect. So the numbers will change, but the idea is, if you're looking at 15.01, all of those unreserved fund balances are, they're down $1 million in this document from what you guys approved in the fall, essentially.
Are you comfortable with the number of days available that we'd be taking this down to, the number of cases?
I mean, to be honest, you're always shooting to have, I mean, I think 3 months is what every treasurer wants, so we're there in the first 2 years, but then we dip below that. I think that this is, I'm not going to say it's going to be extremely more optimistic when I get to next board meeting, but I'm going to present this again to you guys once I have everything in the forecast updated to the most current, you know, where we are. So I do think this is going to, it's going to look a little more favorable than this, but it may not be much. I don't think any treasurer likes 4 days of cash on hand in year five of forecast. No.
Well, this is also, you're taking in assumptions that any levies coming up for renewal are not passed, right? Is that what this
is
showing?
Includes renewals. It's right there on that 15.01 line, including renewals, to be clear. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. No, I'm not holding those out.
Do you see any benefit to spreading the project out? For example, if you said the windows take longer, do the air conditioning first, and then the air conditioning the subsequent year, and then the roof to help with our cash flow and...
Oh, no, that's always an option. Mm-hmm. You meant air conditioning, then windows, right? And
or
then
whichever way you can do it, whichever way.
A more piecemeal, smaller project approach. Yeah, I mean, of course, that helped. Because
windows are expensive. I don't know if you looked at that dollar amount. That's a $500,000 mm-hmm. for windows.
But rather than doing two things, yes, Carolyn, I mean, would it be easier on the district to handle cash flow-wise? Absolutely. Yes. If we went smaller projects.
I mean, as long as we're continuing to improve the buildings, maybe that's something we want to consider.
I think in our discussion of buildings ground, we actually had broken it down some. We had roof upgrades and what's the other? We had talked about a backup generator for both mm-hmm. the high school and the middle school. We talked about the bus port's still happening, but
all right.
Some blacktop repair. I mean, we had other items that we had pulled off the table. Mm-hmm. We talked about a phone system upgrade. I mean,
you can't pull the bus port off the table.
No, bus port's on the table, but we pulled the phone system back. We pulled looking at a backup generator system for the campus off. We talked about the roof. We pulled the roof off. We had talked about doing the roof over 4 years and starting this summer as well, but we had backed out of that.
That would help you, just to chime in. The roof, it seems like, would take a number of years to complete here. So obviously you wouldn't have let's say, a $2 million expense in one summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the roof was going to be broke out over 4 years.
Probably about 4 years.
Have to give up anything academically for these projects since we're pulling the money out of the general fund to subsidize this?
I don't know if I can give a good answer.
What's our current carryover, our cash balance?
Well, if you can look at some of those numbers.
About $7.5 million, if you add $1 million to that figure. That's what our October forecast in the first year here, because that's reflected.
I mean, your point's valid. There's only so much money.
Correct.
So, I mean, we're going to have to make a decision how we're going to spend it, and do we keep using PI? Do we use reserves? Do we use general fund? You know, so now we are making a shift change with technology, mm-hmm. which will help us. We're talking about that, using less expensive devices moving forward for down the road. So that, to answer your question, that part will be helpful.
Will they last as long?
I'm sorry?
Will they last as long if you buy less expensive devices?
Yeah. Yeah, these are pretty powerful tools. Yeah. But, I mean, just to be honest, there is some urgency if we're going to do things this summer. So, you know, I mean, we can...
I think coming from buildings and ground, we have kind of agreed that we thought, from us, mm-hmm. the windows and the air conditioning should be at least discussed in great detail.
Right. Simultaneously this summer?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I put some information about RIFs on there, but I won't even bother getting into it tonight with you. I'm just trying to keep all the stuff together. If you want to look at it, we had talked about doing like the auditorium in the gym area just to start with a project, so I got some quotes on that. But, I mean, as you know, the high school roof's about a $2 million project-ish. Mm-hmm. So significant dollars there as well.
Okay.
Do you want to make basically what I just need to know
tonight
is? You need
us to make a motion?
Well, no. All I needed to know is: are we okay to move forward with this game plan of using this consortium group? We can decide later whether we want to do air conditioning and/or windows. But if we're going to move forward, we got to get that resolution in May.
Yeah, at least do that. There's no financial commitment to that.
No,
there isn't.
And then maybe be thinking about that, and email me your thoughts moving forward, and then we can talk about it again next month.
All right. So come May, we'll vote on a resolution for the consortium.
Yeah.
Which is
no cost. And
then
we'll have something to. More information to move forward with the AC window.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, I will update this, along with the whole forecast. Mm-hmm. So it'll give us, a better picture of exactly, where it's going to fall. Okay. But I just wanted to get the effect of, just so you understood what a million looks like and what it would do overall through the forecast as it stands.
Okay.
Yeah, I can talk about it again in that context.
All right.
So using a consortium doesn't eliminate the need for competitive bidding and that sort of thing?
Right.
Or it does eliminate
the competitive bidding piece comes under...
The consortium, then they do the competitive bidding. Yes, it gets done, correct. Yes.
I don't have to do it.
Yeah, he doesn't have to do it.
And they bring the results to you. And
mm-hmm. Correct. I don't know if we ultimately have the final say, Joe. I'm not sure about that, on that. I'm assuming we do.
We do.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
As to who
like the subcontractors
choose.
Would be and where we buy the equipment, the units, those types of things. Okay, the last thing I wanted to chat with you, I know we don't have a lot of time here, but I wanted to talk to the board about a vision I have for the Marlboro facility, and I wanted to run this by you. Whenever we talk in strategic planning or whenever we highlight what Marlington does well, what's always one of the top things that comes up? No response? That wasn't a rhetorical question. Want me to answer it?
Sure.
Career tech?
I thought you wanted to answer it.
Well, no, I was hoping you'd answer for me. But career tech's always a big one. Especially in our strategic plans, career tech came up a lot. What I would like to do is I would like permission to look at using the Marlboro facility as a career center / adult education building moving forward. And what I would like to start is I would like to start with HVAC being a career tech program in that facility. I've talked to some local folks that are in that line of work, and what they are telling me is we don't have people to hire. If you look at the Strengthening Stark report, sadly that report says the same thing. We're doing great things with college prep and CCP and some of that, but we're kind of missing the boat on folks that can get some hands-on experience and get out in the workforce. And Mr. Miller actually did a survey with our Marlington Alliance kids to see, was there any interest? Really wouldn't bring this up if there wasn't. And he had a good number of kids that said, hey, that might be something I would be willing to take a look at, which is exciting, kind of like our engineering program. It sounds exactly like that. So what I would like to do is start talking to some people, see if I can get some money. I'm not going to lie to you. This sounds familiar, doesn't it? This sounds like the $300,000 that we got to build your engineering room. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't promise that's going to happen again, because probably trying to go back there again is going to be slim to none. But I'll give it a shot if you guys say, hey, this makes sense. This is good for our kids, good for our community. And this would be an Alliance Marlington Career Tech program, kind of like what we already have in place. But Now, obviously, this ain't gonna happen this summer. You know, there's nothing that we're gonna do here quickly. But I'd just like your thoughts on it, number one. And if you think this is something that's worthwhile for our kids and our community, let me know. What do you think?
I think if you're gonna pursue that, it needs to be as much standalone as possible. Meaning it's gonna support itself, it's gonna pay the bills. Because the whole consolidation process is relying on savings from not using that building, and most of it's staffing, I know that.
Right.
Most of it's staffing, and the path you're going down here would hopefully allow us to keep that building in the district and use it, like you said, but not be a dead weight, if you will.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I think I'm with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Know, just the lights come on, the power comes on, you got the utilities to keep that moving, keep that running.
True. Yeah.
So then we would move, if we moved to a career tech there, we would move all our career tech to
the building? No. We would just use that building to start with that career tech program of HVAC. We would also have that facility, the part of it, to have adult education classes. Like, we have a couple of nice computer areas where we could bring in some technology. I kind of see that being a hub to start some adult ed. And we got the ball rolling a year or two ago, if you remember, but I'd like to really get it going again and offer some opportunities for community members to come in and learn some cool skills.
Are you thinking this total, us doing this Marlington, or are you talking of partnering with any other facility or educational something
like an RG Drag or
there would be some partnering to help. I mean, I don't know enough about that world, but we have a lot of good people that do, and that would be one. The other one is actually Stark State. We went over there and looked at their facilities, and they are very interested in working with us and helping us, because obviously it's a feeder, but they have teachers, they have equipment, they know what that facility needs to look like. I have a couple pictures here somewhere, too, if you're interested. And then we would use them for CCP as well, because our kids could come out with a 2-year degree, go to a 4-year degree, or just come out and go to work, which is what I'm hearing. We need those kids, too, right now. Okay. So that's kind of what the vision would be for that. Okay. But there'd be some big-time partners here, because my goal would be get as much money as I could raise to make it work. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you see any benefit to waiting for a year to make sure this Lexington-Washington consolidation is going to work?
Well, we wouldn't do anything next year. All I would be is being on the road, making some connections, trying to get people to support us.
Right.
I mean, nothing's going to happen anytime soon. Okay. I'm not even close to it. I want to get your guys' feedback before I really go at this. I've done some preliminary work, obviously, like I shared. But
I know you've expressed a lot of concern about the wastewater treatment plant at Lexington. It's on its last leg, and concerns been expressed is if we put more people in there, that's going to put more work on the system. And if for some reason it can't hold up to that number of people.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I mean,
we
would
have another building.
They could go out tomorrow.
Available.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
To move kids into, if we, if we needed to do work on that system.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking maybe don't make sudden changes until we know.
Well, I'm at least a year away, at least. Mm-hmm. So nothing's going to happen anytime soon. But I'd just like to know if I got the blessing to go at it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. No harm in looking into it.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. No, I agree. Career Tech's got to be a bigger hitter for us.
Right.
Not everybody's going to college.
Correct. Yeah. I went a little long. I apologize, but that's all I have.
Is that all you have?
Yeah.
While we're on buildings and ground, Carolyn, you had an email about the property. Did you want to address that now?
Yeah, I mean, if Joe wants to go over that now, I mean, just I just expressed, I think I sent you an email on that there seemed to be a lot of red flags, and I know you addressed those, so maybe it'd be a good time just to go over those on all the red flags that came up and how they were addressed, that everything is...
That I did mention in my update, you mean?
Well, just
gas,
for
right.
In general.
I'm sorry?
Right, in general. I mean, I don't think the community got the update.
No, no, they didn't get it. I mean, you just want me to read the update? Is that what you mean?
Well, that's fine. Yeah. And all that it was all resolved. It seems like there's been several things that came up. It seems like it was a long time closing.
I'm sorry?
Seems like it took a very long time to close because of all the issues that kept coming up.
It took a long time to close. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I'm not sure it was just those issues, but just the process did take a long time. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, if you want to go back to a couple updates ago, we can chat about a few things. I think what you're referencing is the title work that we had done that showed the gas and lease
easements. That was the most recent thing, right?
Yeah,
right.
I think that was the 9th, April 9th maybe. And to be honest with you, this was self-inflicted. I wanted to take a look at the title to see if there were any issues. If the board decided, when I'm dead and gone, long time from here hopefully, that you wanted to build something on that property. Like, let's say you wanted to put a baseball field, softball field, or you want to put a pole barn or a bus garage. So when I talked to our attorneys, they said the best thing to do was to do this title search and make sure we knew exactly where the oil and gas leases were, pipeline easements, whatever. So as I mentioned in your update, 8 of the 9 came back clean right out of the gate. There were no issues. The things that are there are on the border of the property. So if you build something within it, it would not be an issue. If the board decided, like I said, 20, 30 years, whatever, down the road to do that. The only issue was number 9, and that was that memo of the pipeline easement. As I mentioned in the update, Mrs. Raber had a document and said, hey, there's nothing there. It didn't work out. But the title company, nothing against Ms. Raber, but they need a little bit more than that. So it took some research, but the attorneys were able to come up with that document that basically said that pipeline was never put in. So there is no such thing, as I mentioned in the update, there at all to worry about that one. And we actually got the final document today, Mr. Jones and I, from the oil company stating that in writing.
And so those easements have all been moved off?
I'm sorry?
Those easements have now been moved off?
Yeah, and that one never existed. Number 9 that you're looking at there was never came to fruition. So, but we needed the oil company to basically send a letter to us saying that that was accurate. And we got that today. So, but like I said, I just felt since this was district dollars and it wasn't me buying property that I needed to do everything in my power and do complete due diligence. And it took longer because of that. Not going to lie to you. It took longer. But I think at the end of the day, it's the right thing to do. You guys know exactly what you bought. You know where everything is. You know that number 9 didn't exist. And if, like I said, when we're no longer hanging around here, if that Board of Education says, hey, we want to do something with that property, it can be done. So, is that good enough?
Good.
Yeah. I mean, a title search is pretty common with transfer properties, so I'm surprised that it wasn't done as part of the package until you requested it.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm. Yep.
Okay. All right. Review agenda. Do you need any?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Just discuss anything
on
that.
If you guys had any questions specifically for tonight, anything at all. Not too much on there tonight.
Okay. Good.
Good.
Okay. Everybody good with that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. No. Any public participation?
Daniel, you want to go at the regular?
Yeah. Regular meeting. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Need a motion to adjourn the special meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll.
Carolyn Gaber?
Yes.
Tom Sickler?
Yes.
Karen Humphries?
Yes.
Scott Mason?
Yes.
Mark Ryan?
Yes. Right. Got about five, good. Six, 7 minutes or so.
I'll turn that on.
I looked it up.
Not even?